This is Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries, coming to you from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. Welcome to each and every one of you to the show. Tonight's guest is Christina King. Now, Christina is the channel for the goddess Sophia. So if you missed that show, be sure to go to the archives to listen to it. And a very special thanks goes out to the Journeys with Rebecca Radio Network and all of my great affiliates. Now, you can check them out and more at my website, which is journeyswithrebecca.com. And, of course, once you're there at the website, you can check out all the latest news under Journeys News. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, the archives. And welcome to the new sponsor on Journeys, perfectlyorganic.net. Please be sure to check out that website for the best health products anywhere. Now, you know, I have a summer special going on right now for you to take advantage of for that personal and private reading by me. So again, visit the website, journeyswithrebecca.com, for more information on how to schedule your own reading. Now, here's what we're going to learn about from our guest today, Christina King. She has always known that she was somehow different. Stories from her childhood confirm that Sophia has always walked with her. So throughout her many years as a professional channel, Christina has further developed herself to be a channel capable of full expression. Now, she has taken many leaps of faith to be able to allow Sophia to be fully embodied in any environment or settings for several hours at a time. A great show for everyone, so stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Have questions about your love life or your job? Get your private psychic reading from Rebecca. Call to schedule an appointment at 1-888-958-2768. That number again is 1-888-958-2768.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
And thanks for staying with us. And as promised, we have Christina King here. And she is the channel for the goddess Sophia. Let's welcome her to the show. Hi, how are you today, Christina?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I think I would like to just tell everyone as a quick update for anyone who missed the show. It was a live show with Goddess Sophia, who is the entity, the being that you actually channel. And she was live on the show a few weeks ago. And if people would like to go back and listen to that show, it is in my archives with the Goddess Sophia, and that's at jwrradio.com. Or you can go to the website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and just click on the archives and then look for the title, Goddess Sophia. Because I think that would be very interesting after this, if they haven't listened to Sophia, of who you are and how you brought that information to the show. It was a fabulous show, by the way.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. And she goes, and I didn't remember a thing.
Well, I don't, actually. I remember a little bit, not all of it.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why I really wanted to have you on. It's one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on, is to let people know really what it's like being a channel and how does it start and all of that. And, you know, we have had some really long, wonderful conversations, you and I have, and I feel very comfortable and connected with you as well as I did the goddess Sophia, although she did, I will tell you, she did throw me for a loop a couple times.
She does do that. That's one thing she's great at.
Well, let's talk about, you know, we talked about our childhoods, and you know, for the people out there that don't know my childhood, I have always had my guides with me. I call them my guides, the group, I call them. And I would say things, and people would say, well, who told you that? And I would say, well, that man standing over there, or, you know, my friend, or whatever the comment would be. And they would question me on it, and most of them did not see, you know, the beings like I saw them. And it didn't take me long. I was pretty young when I got that one figured out, going, you can't be talking to people about this because nobody else sees it.
Right.
So what was your childhood like? Was it similar or different? Or?
I didn't actually remember. It's not until recently that I remember how intuitive I actually was growing up. But a story really stands out to me is that when I was five, my grandmother had passed away a couple months prior, and I remember my mom sitting on the bed with me saying, you know, Nana Rose is no longer with us. And I kept on saying, no, Mom, she's sitting right next to you. She's right here, right now. And I remember my parents getting all upset, and I kept on insisting that Rose was here. And a couple months later, there's this funny story. I used to always vacuum the house, and it reminds me of psychic kind of cleaning things up, but I was always vacuuming things. And there was a time that I said to my family, my full name is Christina, but growing up, everyone actually called me Tina. So when I was five, I officially announced to the family that Christina was officially being put in the closet and that nobody could call me Christina anymore. They had to call me Tina. So kind of I laughed at the story because it really kind of says to me that I put the psychic part of myself, or I protected myself by putting Christina in the closet. And it wasn't until 2000 when I actually moved from Boston out to L.A. to pursue being an intuitive that I started to call myself Christina again. So it's been a long journey. I have definitely, I've understood that I've always been intuitive and always been psychic, but it's been a journey to figure that out.
Well, and I guess I can so appreciate that.
In the closet and coming out, it feels really good to claim it, you know?
Well, yeah, you know, it is. And, you know, I'm actually quite a bit older than you, so in the times when I was being raised, honestly, my mother, I remember bits and pieces of conversations that they thought I might have multiple personality disorder, and
right.
And at 8 years of age, I remember going to the library and trying to figure out what that meant, multiple personality
wow.
disorder.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, and but I still didn't, at that point, I still didn't talk about my guides anymore, you know, like, kind of like you didn't talk about the Christina that is the channel, the intuitive, all of that. You
right.
said, well, she's put away until I say she can come out to play.
Right.
Well, I just set mine aside, and but it was such a part of me that, you know, adults would be having these conversations, and they would ask me questions, you know, well, what are you doing that for? And I would just blurt out things, and they would just look at me going, oh, my heavens, that's just so inappropriate.
Right.
You know, because in those days, you didn't talk about things. I remember an uncle I met, who my aunt married, and he was an uncle by her. It was her second husband. And I really, 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 really did not like this gentleman at all.
Right.
And so my aunt said something. We were the ladies, you know how it always used to be. The men go one place, ladies go another.
Right.
The ladies were all in there talking, and my aunt said something about how wonderful this guy was, and I remember making some very, very, very derogatory remark
right.
about my uncle.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I was admonished to my room. And then about a year later, she divorced him because he was abusive.
Oh, wow.
And put her in the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah.
Evidence.
Yeah.
Evidence. Yay.
So I was punished for telling the truth.
Right. Right.
Which started a whole other set of issues, I might tell you.
Right, right. I hear you. I think growing up, I had this diplomatic way of trying to figure out energy that I was what people would call a people pleaser.
That
if someone had not good energy, I would do my best to come over, make them laugh, and change their energy. So that's how I've always translated in my life, that the relatives that were grumpy, I did everything in my best power to, you know, shift that for them, to make it a pleasing environment that I could exist in. But I didn't have an uncle like that, so happy to say.
Yeah, well, and he didn't live close by, so it wasn't like, you know, we seen him all the time, because
right.
they lived in a whole different state and just come to visit once in a while, so.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's really interesting for you, is that you kind of learned how to work with the energies, and really that makes it's a little different than how I did it. I just tried to ignore it.
Right.
And if I was in a group of people where people were not being nice, or they were being, I call them ugly or mean spirited,
right.
I would simply just leave.
Right.
I would go to my room or go outside and play, or, you know, whatever it was, so that
right.
I didn't have to deal with it. Because every time I opened my mouth, I got into trouble.
Right, right, right. Well, I I grew up a dancer, so there was a part of me that was a performer. Ooh. So I always had this element of, let me, you know, create a different type of staging in the room. So instead of running away from it, I would dive into it. And people used to always laugh at me because I would go into any room, even when I was young, and I would run around talking to everyone, almost in this frenzy. And I realize now it was all about shifting and changing the energy so that it was good, that it vibrated in a place that I felt comfortable. And at the end, I would sit down exhausted, and my parents would just look at me and say, she's always done that. They could never explain it, and it's only recently, in the last about 10 years, that I could finally figure out, oh, I was shifting, I was changing, I was helping the mass consciousness to just to make myself more comfortable. It wasn't really about everyone else. It was so that I could exist in that room and not feel so odd.
Well, let's take that a step further.
Sure.
When you just said that about you were, even at that age, you were trying to shift the consciousness of others, and it was really all about you.
Yeah.
You were trying to do it for yourself, but, you know, the end result is that it affected everyone else in a positive manner.
Yeah.
Which goes to the point of, yes, one person can make a difference.
Totally.
So you, even though this was a small little environment, these people came away from there, and you don't know how these people's lives changed ultimately because of that experience. That's
right.
What's the cool thing about it.
Right. Well, I always got hugs, and people always would come up to my mother and say, you have such a lovely child. How is she so adult and all of that? So I got confirmation growing up that I did somehow make a difference, but I still got labeled as eccentric and odd, and I would get one side that was saying I was really lovely, and the other side to say, you know, rein that daughter in, calm her down, you know, that whole other judgment piece as well.
Yeah. Oh, and isn't that the fun ones? Those are the fun ones that look at you, because, you know, the days of when, like I said, when I was growing up, children were supposed to be seen and not heard.
Right.
So, you know, when you were growing up, it was probably a little less of that. But you still had the what I call the old school people.
Right.
That, you know, children aren't supposed to be having fun. They're not supposed to be living in joy. They're not supposed to be in bliss.
Right.
They're supposed to sit, be quiet, be well-behaved, mannered, and do not speak unless they're spoken to.
Right.
And
especially
so you,
not be the center of attention.
Oh, gosh, no. Gosh, no. No, because, see, that takes it out of their realm of comfortability. So I think that's really interesting in that. You know, that as I look back, I look at it and I go, gosh, I was really subject to a lot of other people's judgments and, you know, their issues.
Right.
And it affects you, and you don't realize all those little things that come in, because, you know, your whole idea when you're growing up is really, you really want people to like you and to be around you.
Right.
You don't want to be in trouble. You don't want people to send you to your room. You don't want any of that. You want to have fun. You want to be a part of it. So you'll do what you need to be accepted.
Right.
So yeah, I think most children, when you look at it from that perspective, most of them are kind of people pleasers in that way. They just really want a nice environment.
Right, want to be loved.
And they don't want people to make judgments on them.
Right, exactly.
And you know, I guess as we get older, we want the same thing.
Yes, we do.
Well, so okay, so what happened when, you know, we talked a lot about your childhood, and I love the idea that you came from a dance family. That's really wonderful to be able to express the energy that was within you inherently.
Well, I think that's part of the reason. I've always had an expression. Dance was always the place that I lost myself, and I was in pure bliss and pure joy, and it's actually where my channeling began. It was through a course it's called Authentic Movement.
Uh-huh.
Where you're allowing, it's kind of like Tai Chi a little bit, where your eyes are closed the entire time and you're waiting for the body to move you versus you move the body. And I was in this class, and there was a very specific time. As a dancer, you're very aware of your body and all the different types of movements you know and where you can go. And during this class, I had this very strong sensation that I, Christina, was no longer moving my body and was doing these movements that I didn't recognize at all. And it was exciting to me, because I was asking the question, well, what is this? And that's where I started to do a little research on channeling. And it wasn't long after that where I spontaneously started to speak and channel. But it all, for me, started from a movement or a dance place.
Well, and I think that's really, that's actually really interesting, because I think people, if they just sit and listen, think about this for a minute, when they're listening to music, for me, music is a universal language.
Oh, yeah.
It truly is. So when we're listening to, pardon me, something that, I don't know, it moves us in some way,
right.
Whether it be a sad piece of music, a classical piece of music, good old rock and roll that makes you want to get up and dance.
Right.
But you'll see people when they are listening to music, whether it's in their car,
right.
in their home, whatever, you know, if they just sit back and relax, pretty soon something does start moving and it's involuntary.
Yes.
Because music and the body moving to sounds, to rhythms, is natural to us all.
Yes.
If we could, you know, just get to that point of being relaxed, you know, many people are very self-conscious.
Right.
You know, I tell you, get over it.
Right. Well, it's a great metaphor in terms of dancing and letting go. It's the same metaphor for channeling. The only way to allow the channel being to come through is a letting go. Just like in movement, you have to relax and allow the music to move through you. It's very similar. I always describe it sometimes as completely letting, it's almost like a puppet, it sounds pretty funny, but letting go of all my muscles, everything, and letting go of my consciousness to allow something else to come through you. And it reminds me of dance, because I imagine that it's a spirit or an energy, the music that moves through me, and these days it's Sophia that comes through me.
Well, let's talk about Sophia for just a minute. And we're going to get back to the other aspect of this in just a moment. When did you introduce yourself? When did you know you introduced yourself to Sophia?
Yeah, I would say she introduced herself to me.
Okay.
She's kind of like that. She'll find you no matter what.
True.
I actually, growing up, I have pictures and all different things of orbs of light around me. I have a picture of that looks like a woman's hand on her shoulder. So she's always been with me. But the introduction actually didn't come until about 10, 15 years ago that through another channel, they told me that I had this guide, the goddess Sophia. And I had never heard of the goddess Sophia before. And then the introduction actually came through channeling her through the first time, her saying, here I am, I'm the goddess, and presenting me a rose and a couple of different things. So I had heard about her, but I don't know that I really comprehended that she was a guide of mine until I actually brought her through.
Well, okay, so let us talk a little bit about what Sophia is. And then in the next segment, I think we're going to talk about what she isn't, which is very limited.
Right. Well, I think the really mind-blowing thing about Sophia that it took me a long time to get my head around is that she's considered to be goddess. So she's considered to be the counterpart to God. So she'll call herself God, goddess, I am. And then in terms of how she comes through me, if you look anywhere in history, she's going to have influenced a whole bunch of different people. So philosophers, artists, King Solomon built a temple around her. And in each timing, she comes in a different form or the modern version of that time. So the Sophia that anyone heard, you know, on the program the other day is a very modern Sophia choosing a personality or choosing to come through in a way that connects with this modern time period. So she's considered goddess or God speaking through me, which is sometimes really hard to comprehend.
Well, I think it's an acceptance, and you know, it gets back to the whole thing, you know, like with my own guides, I've questioned them, why me? You know, I'm just me.
Yes, exactly.
And, yeah, and that's you know, I don't know about you, but I got pretty well admonished for that. It's like, hello, why not you?
Right.
You know, and I'm like, well, I don't know. How come it is me? And then it would be this little argument. It was really actually pretty pretty amusing for anybody who might have been eavesdropping.
Right.
And, you know, we are absolutely out of time on this segment. You guys don't go away because we're going to be back with more of Christina. We're going to be talking about channeling and the goddess Sophia. So stay with us.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now,
800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com.
Hello, I'm Jane Goodall. Only half of the world's forests and wetlands that existed at the start of the 20th century still exist today. We must do a far better job of protecting wildlife habitats, or environmental chaos awaits those who follow us. If you own land you want kept safe forever, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. 1-800-729-SAVE.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back. We're so glad you stayed with us. We are here with Christina Keene, and she is the channel for the goddess Sophia. And if you're just now tuning in, I quickly want to remind you that you can go to journeyswithrebecca.com, click on the archives, and listen to the show that we had with Sophia, the goddess Sophia, that's already been broadcast, because it was absolutely a fabulous show. And we are so fortunate to have Christina here with us to give us all of the inside information on this wonderful being, as well as her, the channel, to bring forth the information that's just absolutely so delightful, so awe-inspiring, and so inspiring in and of itself. Okay, now that I've said all of that, Christina, you know, the question I said, or the statement I made in the last segment was, let's talk about what goddess Sophia is and what she is not. So let's talk just a minute about if there is anything that she is not.
Well, I would say that she would say she's all things. So there's nothing that she's not. She is everything. And I think that's where some people have a little bit of struggle with her, for she doesn't have to lean on one side. So a lot of times you'll get a forceful Sophia. She'll swear, she'll jump up and down. She can be all things. And she's actually known as the dark goddess, or the goddess of the underbelly. So she'll utilize any type of tool to get your attention. So I would say that she's pretty much all things and doesn't worry about how she's presenting herself. She's always choosing to present herself in a way that she's deeming that's best for the audience, the person in front of her, the collective that she's reading. So you just never know what Sophia you're going to get on what day. Depends on who is the audience.
And, you know, I have to tell you that from my private session with her to the, you know, live show that we did, there was definitely a difference between the two of them.
Right.
Even though there was a similarity.
Right.
So that's kind of an enigma. It's kind of fun to do that. Well, let's get back to your, when she introduced herself to you. What'd you say was that, about 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, it was about a little more than 10 years ago. I was really excited. I mean, I thought the whole thing was just mind-blowing and exciting, and it feels, in the beginning, it's one of this surge come through your body that you're like, wow, wow, wow. So, you know, I ran around showing everyone, which probably wasn't the best idea at the time. I scared a lot of people. At the time, I was... my ex-husband was pretty terrified of me, actually.
Oh, no.
Really kind of got in the ears of my family and all my friends and told everyone that I was crazy and a whole bunch of things. So I had about 2 or 3 months running around being really excited about it, and then realizing that I had scared the hell out of people. And then really started to try to figure out what is this to give information to people to say, no, I'm not scary. Really, this is not scary. And it actually started to shut down, and I kind of blamed Sophia for shutting it down. But I realized that I had shut it down to try to figure it out and get grounded. And I was actually on the East Coast in Boston, and that's when I was friends with my husband now, and he grew up with channel mediums. His mom is a medium. Since he was really young, he had channels coming to his house, and he was able to kind of bridge all of the information for me and introduced me to tons of people in California who were mediums and channels. So I was able to actually get some information, and not long after I was divorced and then moved to California to try to pursue getting back connected with Sophia, because I had thought she had shut it down, where I think I just got a little overwhelmed by how scared everyone was of me.
Okay, so let me give you a little correlation here. I think sometimes that people can write each other's lives in certain points.
Right.
You know, so I was married at the time when I came out of the closet, so to speak, to be, you know, at that point I was on television and I was doing live on-air readings. Of course, if a marriage is going to be a marriage, it's going to be a marriage no matter what changes a person makes in their life. So anyway, he became pretty freaked out because, you know, it was just like I literally walked out of the closet and said, here I am, this is who I am, and this is the way it is.
Right.
You know, totally different from the person that was before.
Right.
You know, and I just said, here I am. And, you know, everything just exploded open, and, you know, I was called crazy. I was subject to quite a few of the same things that you went through, and of course, my marriage ended in divorce because he couldn't deal with it.
Right.
So.
Wow. The intuitive journey, I think, has a lot of similar parallels.
It does. It truly does. Because again, maybe for with the exception of your current husband, because you know he was fortunate enough to be in that type of environment. Most of us aren't, and I think that was the choice we made, is because it does make us stronger once we open our arms to it, and our heart and our minds and our soul and our spirit, and say, this is who I am and this is what I do.
Right.
And so there's some of us, I think, that we have to force our own situations in order to become who we are supposed to be. So, you know, that's just kind of the way that I feel about all of that. And, absolutely, I'm just thrilled that you were able to find what you needed in order to bring Sophia forward.
Yeah, well, I was determined to figure it out. You know, when I moved to LA, I took a whole bunch of classes trying to, you know, be around mediums, be around channels to figure it out. And I finally got to the stage that I wasn't finding the information that I needed, or I wasn't getting back to the connection. And that's when I actually traveled over to England to go to the Arthur Findlay School, which is a school that has 150 years of training mediums and channels. And at the school, there were 75 other trance channels. And it was just so relieving to be around 75 other people. And by the end of the course, I was right back to where I started, where I was, you know, channeling Sophia really easily, and all the information was coming through. So I was just really determined to figure it out and not let fear, other people's fears and my own fear of what is this, why me, well, what's she going to say, all of that get in the way. So I'm definitely what she would call a skydiver, someone that dives in and has to figure things out. And I think that's why we're so aligned, is that she likes to go to some intense places, and I'm kind of an intense gal as well, so it kind of works out.
Well, let's talk about, you know, after your experience there, and I do know that from our previous conversations that you and I have spoken, that your husband is the one that actually has sat down with Sophia and chatted with her, because obviously you aren't remembering,
right?
Or aren't wholly present. You, the Christina, isn't wholly present when Sophia is there. So do you, as an example, do you ask questions to ask her of your husband?
Yes.
Okay.
So John will do the sitting for me. So we really call John the expert of Sophia because he's the one who has sat with her for hours and hours and hours and hours. So if I want information, I'll ask John to ask a question for me, and he will give back the information, or I record everything so that I have to actually, it's kind of double the work for a channel because you have to channel it and then go back and listen to it. But in terms of readings, a lot of people, it's actually really fabulous to be present in a reading and to actually go back and listen to it, because Sophia is so multidimensional that there are so many more layers to what she's saying than you consciously pick up during a session. So
yeah.
I complain about it being double the work, but for most of us, I think it's very valuable to go back and listen to the CDs and to re-listen.
Well, and I think the reason for that is besides just what you said, too, is because really... And I tell people, when you listen to the reading, you're going to say, I don't remember you saying that. And I said, and I may very well not have said that, but it's something that comes out that hits you in a different way.
Right.
And you have a deeper understanding of really what the words are that's been spoken.
Right. Exactly.
So, and they can change. I've had people tell me, I'm telling you, that's not what you said to me.
Right.
Well, you know, as we say, you know, the force the God force is a very mysterious thing, and it's not for us to necessarily question everything, but to realize it as a gift and say thank you.
Right, exactly.
You know, so that's always cool.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever have any problems when you're channeling Sophia, like with electrical things or anything, or have you guys got that one figured out?
It's more, I don't always affect electricity stuff. A lot of times, people on the session side, their energy is a lot. So I've had a couple of times where the computer doesn't work. But for me, it's actually my own body. Body temperature is a huge big deal when I'm channeling. So I get very, very hot, and then I know I need to ask her to pull it down a couple of notches. So it's more like my internal electric wires that get affected. But computers sometimes go haywire, and I just say to people, hey, I trust if your session didn't record, there's a reason for it. But that very rarely happens. And usually the people that it happens to, they are the electrical type of people that have computer stuff happening around them all the time. So thank goodness that doesn't happen to me.
Oh, that's
I got
really...
enough things going on that thank goodness lights stay on when I'm in the room.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I've had to, you know, reconfigure some of the readings that I've had to do, and I've had to, you know, it's like, okay, so we've got to readjust because I have always affected electricity.
Right.
And so, you know, and I love the comment you said, there's always a reason why it doesn't record.
Right.
And, you know, I have a knowingness of that as well. However, there's some people out there that they go, they just don't seem to accept it.
Right.
And, you know, that's where the difficulty comes in. We know that. But
right.
they're like, oh, you know, this is just terrible. You know, I don't have it. But, if they would just let themselves go, that actually that reading or whatever information it was that they were given, it comes back to them
right.
when it's important for them to come back to them.
Right, totally.
So, you know, it's all about that. Well, let's talk about, you know, you talked about your body temperature. So, you know, here's the thing that I do know about channels is that when a person does a lot of channeling, it can take a toll on the body.
Yes.
What has it done for you?
Oh, yeah. It's an exhausting process, actually. For an hour of channeling, I definitely need an hour on either side to recover in some way or another. Also, it brings... You're bringing your vibration up, and she's bringing her vibration down, so I'm highly, highly psychic before and afterwards. So I find that I need to be contained or to be alone before or afterwards. And it does take a toll on your body after a while, so I find that I must be dancing, I must be having some exercise so that my body's fit. So that I can deal with the amount of surges or energy that comes through. But overall, it's very exhausting. But I've learned that the information is worth the exhaustion. So.
Well, and I think that something that we talked about before as well is like when you're in an audience and you're doing, you know, a group session, you know, Sophia's there and she's talking and sometimes you get a break and then you have to go right back into Sophia again. And I think people don't understand is that when the channel themselves is done and they have to leave, they can't stand by for, you know, chit-chat about their what they've experienced. It's because the need is so great for the body to recoup.
Right.
And that's body, mind, spirit, soul, everything.
Right.
Because it is a huge transition that people have to be very, very consciously aware of, that it's not just you sitting down talking.
Right.
And you found some, you know, some kind of, you know, dialogue that you're carrying on with somebody because it sounds good.
Right.
I mean,
right.
this is truly a process.
Right. I've been actually, people accuse me of making it look easy, and part because I'm someone that's pretty good at, you know, hiding it at the end, and I've realized that lately it's easier for people to see my exhaustion, so allow myself to come back and to let the exhaustion show on my body.
Because mm-hmm.
It really helps people translate, oh, wow, this is a process. How do you bring spirit through? And before, I would kind of be like the bodybuilder that lifts the weights and, you know, walks off all like, oh, I can do this. And I realized that doesn't serve, for people are still expecting me to lift more weights. And I've been really consciously trying to bring forward and show that this is an exhausting process on the body, to give myself a little more space and to give people understanding that to live a life, to actually practice channeling for 20 to 40 hours a week, I actually have to live a very certain type of lifestyle to be able to function as a regular human being like everybody else. So I'm getting better at not hiding the difficulties and sharing them.
Well, and I think that's just the human part of self that, you know, is like you said, I just want to show everyone I'm a bodybuilder and I can do this.
Right.
You know, and so that and then there comes a point going, well, maybe that wasn't the best idea.
Right,
maybe what
exactly.
I need to do is let them know that first and foremost, I'm a human being.
Right.
You know, channeling this huge energy source.
Right.
This ancient old energy source. With all this wisdom and all this power and all of the other things that come with it, that and we are still in these frail little bodies, considerably
yes.
so when you think about what it is that the work actually entails.
Yes. Yes.
And so that's a really positive thing. And, you know, a lot of this conversation is for the people out there that are experiencing that. They're
right.
going to a channel that they do need to recognize. It has nothing to do with the channel themselves being haughty, or
yes.
that, you know, that they just don't have time for anyone, or they're better than. It is a true need, a necessity, that you take care of the body after something like that.
Right. You have to take care of the vehicle, or you cannot be the vehicle for Sophia, is what they've told me. Take care of yourself, or I can't bring the work forward. So thank you for that.
Well, and it's very true. I mean, it's like if you have when you use the term vehicle, I want everyone to think about their cars, SUVs, whatever they've got, pickup trucks. If you don't put oil and gas in it,
right.
or, you know, keep tires on it, it's not going to go anywhere. You have to maintain
yeah.
it.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, if you're going to take a road trip, the first thing you're going to do is check out the vehicle.
Right. Exactly.
Make sure it's in tip-top shape and keep that maintenance up on it.
Right. And there's a lot of maintenance.
There is. You know, I have been pretty fortunate with knowing a few channels. And I can tell you is that some of the stories are similar
right.
with what goes on when you know the physical human being has to take that energy and allow that energy to come forward. First and foremost, it's very foreign at first.
Yes.
And it's a matter of, okay, this doesn't feel like my human body at all, because it isn't.
Right.
The energy that's there is not there.
Right. Well, it's a matter of training. When I first started, I could only hold her for 15 minutes at a time. So it's been years and years where now I can channel for hours at a time, but I do need my breaks in that. But again, in the beginning, 15 minutes, I was exhausted, and that's all I could handle. So it's definitely just like running a marathon. You start out with a mile, you know, and by the end you're running 26, but you didn't get there overnight.
No, it's all about prepping, and it's all about, you know, conditioning the body and the mind and the soul to do the work, whatever that is.
Exactly.
Hey, you guys, we want to keep you right here. Do not go away, because we're going to be back with more of Christina Keene, who is the channel for the goddess Sophia. Stay with us.
get your personal and private reading from Rebecca. To schedule an appointment, call 1-888-95-TAROT. That's 1-888-958-2768. Find out where your life's journeys will take you.
The recording industry is at it again. They're attempting to shut down all internet radio stations. That is, unless they agree to pay them more money than the business could ever possibly make. Protect your right to the most diverse internet content landscape. Write or email your congressman and senator and ask them to work to repeal the decision of March 2nd by the Copyright Royalty Board. SaveNetRadio.org. Do it now. SaveNetRadio.org.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest on all the aspects of paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now, 1-800-728-2730. Again, that's 1-800-728-2730. Or visit their website, www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Tolerance is accepting someone before they walk through the door.
No matter what their background, their religion, their lifestyle.
It's about accepting people for who they are as individuals.
Their culture, their family, their traditions.
Tolerance is celebrating the diversities that make us great.
Tolerance. Honor the differences.
Picture a world of respect. Visit tolerance.org to learn more.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
Oh, welcome back. Thanks so much for staying with us. As you know, or if you're just tuning in, our guest today is Christina King, and she is the channel for the goddess Sophia. And again, I've said this in every segment, I'm going to say it again. If you missed the interview with the goddess Sophia, please go to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and click on the archives, and in the topic, you'll see goddess Sophia. Please go and listen to that. The archives are always free of charge. So welcome back, Christina.
Thank you.
We've talked an awful lot about the whole process, not only from your childhood and all the things that you went through, the discoveries that you've made along the way, and how you've had to train yourself in order to bring her forward, to bring this magnanimous energy. I myself don't know that I could handle it, and I work with a group of 13 guides that have been with me since I've been a child, but I kind of filter them out. We talked about, you know, sometimes all of them try to talk to me at the same time, and it's like, wait a minute, I can't hear any of you.
Right.
All I can hear is just, you know, like being in a room and all you hear is just people talking, but you don't hear what they're saying.
Right.
So it's kind of funny how we can go along through our lives and we can get to these points and then we go, I have to train this gift I have.
Right.
And I'd like to kind of maybe kind of explore that whole thing, because I know that there's people out there that have the same gifts, or how do I want to say this, more like abilities.
Yes.
They have the talent, they have the natural talent, they have an agreement that perhaps they were going to come forth either as a channel or a clairvoyant or a medium or something, and they might need some assistance along the way.
Great. Yeah. I always say to everyone that we're all, you know, intuitive, that it's not, everyone always calls it some special gift, and I call it, you know, something that I was naturally good at that I trained. So just like an athlete, they may be naturally fast or naturally have an ability at something, but you train it. So I would say to everyone is that you're intuitive, and I think the first step is recognizing I am intuitive, and then to see where it goes from there, to give yourself some permission. And then the basic thing Sophia works up with is protection, is an energetic bubble, because I think what is happening most of the times is we're all intuitive and picking up so much, like you were talking about the room that's all so many people talking to you at once. So it's about clearing that out and choosing one channel or one wave at a time. So if someone was, You know, I think we're all naturally drawn in some places. Some people might be drawn to mediumship, hearing people on the other side. Some of the things that I have found by using this bubble, which is talked about on the website, on the introduction, you can download it for free. By using this bubble, you're able to tap into what's mine and what's another, so that on the other side, you could connect with one being versus 100 that are trying to chat to you. And I think training is trusting where to find information that a book may, you may pull a book out of the shelf and find, you know, a line that really resonates with you. And I think training is something that's very personal, and if you can allow yourself to be led, it will find you. It's just being open, your training kind of unfolds. Like the England school kind of found me in some ways. I just kept on getting England, England, England over and over again, and I eventually just got online and saw this magical castle and knew that was where I was to go versus someone else telling me to go there. So.
Well, and I think the other thing that I would like to kind of touch base on when you were talking is you said, you know, like pick up a book, and if there's a line that resonates with you, then honor that. However, I'm going to carry it a step further because I do know that there are people out there that will take a book and they think that whatever that information in there, they must honor it in its entirety.
Right.
And I'd like to...
Thank you. I meant the line. Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to clarify that because
right.
It's not always the case.
Right.
You know, that's why there's so many books written on the same types of subjects.
Right.
It's because I believe that there is truth, or there is, I'll use that word, there's truth in maybe many of those for an individual,
right.
But maybe not just one author or one perspective or one outlook. You have to, it is a process of taking these different pieces of the puzzle and putting your foot in there and going, okay, let me try this, let me try that.
Right.
And honestly, it is about remembering who you are and going, that doesn't feel right. So if it doesn't
right.
feel right, it probably isn't.
Right. I love the metaphor on the pieces of the puzzle because that's how it has been for me. My training has been a little here, a little here, a little
yep.
here, and all just trusting what feels right for me.
Right.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, it's not a line drive.
Right. No,
I don't know why they gave me the baseball thing. But
no,
okay.
there's no, like, just direct school.
Right.
It would be so great if you could go to, like, law school, et cetera, et cetera. It just doesn't really exist.
Well, let's go to your website. Tell everyone you mentioned that because I don't want to run
right.
out of time so that you've talked about that, the CDs, all the other really great stuff that you've got going on.
Great. It's ChristinaSophia.com, and Christina with a K, K-R-I-S-P-I-N-A, and Sophia's with a P-H. S-O-P-H-I-A. And there's some great information. Basically, we broke down channeling to help people really deal with the scary aspects. We're not hiding from kind of some of the ideas out there of what channeling is. We kind of break it all down and help you really deal with what comes up for you when you hear about channeling. We also have a download where you can hear Sophia talk for an entire hour, giving you a little introduction. Be prepared. She gets a little feisty in there.
I loved it.
Yeah, she gets very feisty at the end, so just be prepared for the unexpected. There is also a store segment where we have just finished three different CDs that Sophia is working on a subject. I think what's really amazing about the CDs, it's kind of like you feel her sitting in the room with you, kind of going back on these topic matters, and she gives you really practical, everyday things to be with around these subjects. And let's see. Is it okay if I go into the subject?
Absolutely.
The first one's life purpose and soul's unfoldment. And, you know, as the intuitive, people are always asking her, you know, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? So that was a really great CD to start with. The second one is tools and techniques to manifest your dreams and visions. I think a lot of us have ideas of where we want to go and don't necessarily always know how to get there. So Sophia gives, again, practical, and they're really practical. That's what I want to tell people about. She gets in there with your dirty laundry in a way that is very third dimensional, which I love. And the last one is, out of all three of them, a bit more controversial. She goes into embracing your doubts and fears. And in a very Sophia ranting and raving, going to some scary places, she definitely goes and takes us on a fun journey around how to be with fear that's not in such a scary way. So she chats about Halloween and costuming and a whole bunch of different subjects, a way to look at your fears that are not always so based in this clamped down, I'm afraid. Kind of breaks it and makes it a little more fun.
Oh, how wonderful. And thank you so much for being a guest. All bacteria is bad, right? Wrong. Our bodies contain good bacteria that eat up the leftover food that was not fully digested and eliminated. In our haste to kill all bacteria over the past 50 years, we have eliminated much of the good bacteria. Without friendly bacteria living in our intestines, we are more susceptible to illness and various problems. Without good bacteria to eat up food not fully digested and eliminated, the inner walls of the colon can become coated with waste. If it continues, it can prevent nutrients from being absorbed. And in addition, the added toxins produced by the harmful bacteria can spread throughout the body, causing systems to weaken, fail to function properly, and even break down. Our garden's probiotic supplements offer a combination of friendly bacteria in various combinations to enable you to restore the proper balance to your intestines. Discover what probiotics can do for you. Go to perfectlyorganic.net. That's perfectlyorganic.net.
Hi, this is Rebecca Jernigan with a plea. Won't you support your local animal shelter? You know our four-legged friends that give us loyalty and love and companionship. Don't they deserve our help? Adopt, volunteer, or donate. Get active and support the animal shelter in your area.
Be sure to check out Mark Kerr's debut CD, One Drink Away from the Blues, at www.cdbaby.com. This flawless debut performance earned Mark an induction into the Blues Hall of Fame as Ambassador to the Blues for the state of Louisiana. Also, it earned him a nomination for Musician of the Year in 2006 by the Academy of Texas Music. Mark Kerr, One Drink Away from the Blues at www.cdbaby.com.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
All right. Thanks for staying with us in this great show that we had. And thanks to the wonderful guest, Christina Keene, the channel for Goddess Sophia. And you can find out more about tonight's guest by visiting her website at ChristinaSophia.com. And, of course, thank you for listening. Now, you can find out more information on my website, JourneysWithRebecca.com, and check out Fate Magazine, the official sponsors of Journeys with Rebecca, and, of course, our newest sponsor, PerfectlyOrganic.net. Now, at the website, we've listed all the upcoming guests in the weeks to come, so be sure to mark your calendars to listen. And remember, if you missed a show, you can find it on the audio archives. You know, Journeys with Rebecca radio show is designed to provide information from the guest for you, the audience. We have a wide range of topics that we present to you. So here's a short listing of some of our upcoming guests in the next few weeks. Brian Veich, ufologist. Carl Helvey on Healthy Holistic Aging, Christine Lennick, The Simple Truth About God. You know, I love to hear from you listeners out there, so write to me. Let me know what you think of the show or my guest. Email me at mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com or leave a message on my comment line. That's 913-825-5224. And while you're at the website, don't forget to sign up for the free newsletter I send out each week to inform you of the upcoming guests, show topics, and contact information for the show. And, of course, the reading special that I have this summer, so if you wanted to get a reading, now is the time to take advantage of it. And I hope you get a chance to join me for my live show on Saturday at 8 p.m. Central Time on many of the great stations of the Journeys family. We thank you so much for listening. And we thank you so much for staying tuned. So, until we meet again, where will your life's journey lead you? Many blessings and good night.